Hello, and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is September 23rd, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. We're back with another update from Mike Hagen and the Nikonian's Academy. First up, our 2008 Nikonian's African Safari to Tanzania and the Ngorongoro Crater has completely sold out. The class filled up in less than 4 days, and there are many of you who have asked to be placed on a waiting list. Therefore, we are considering offering a second African safari in 2008 and have already begun working with our outfitter for other possibilities. We should know within the next month or so if we will host a second safari in 2008, so those of you interested and possibly on that waiting list, just keep an ear out and we'll have that news for you as soon as we can. Second up from the Academy is information about the 7th annual Nikonian's Photo Adventure Trip. That's this week and next week in Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons National Parks. About 70 of your fellow Nikonians are participating in the adventure trip and will be taking breathtaking landscape and wildlife photos in one of America's most breathtaking locations. In fact, demand was so great this year that we had to expand to 2 sessions with about 35 people per group. We have already started planning for the 2008 ANPAT and are currently looking for a great location in North America to host another great adventure. You can learn more about our ANPAT at www.greaterphoto.com. And although many of our October Nikonians Academy workshops have sold out, we still have some seats in Orlando, Atlanta, and Washington, D.C. In each city, we'll be teaching the Nikon D200, Nikon D80 and D70, the Nikon Capture NX, and Nikon ITTL Wireless Flash Workshops. Orlando is scheduled for October 11th through the 14th, and both Atlanta and Washington, D.C. are scheduled for October 25th through the 28th. So if you're interested in those, just check out www.nikoniansacademy.com, and you can sign up for any free spots in those. And Mike leaves us with a quick tip for those of you with the new Nikon View NX browsing software. Now, he says that the traditional way to open a photo for editing from Nikon View NX is to send it to Nikon Capture NX. Capture NX is an incredible program, and we use it all the time here at the Academy. Capture NX is truly a revolutionary piece of software. However, there are many times when you just want to send the photograph directly into Adobe Photoshop to work on it. So here's how to send it directly to Photoshop from View NX. A. With the browsing window open in View NX, right mouse click on the photo you want to edit. Choose Open With, and then choose Register. From this options window, click the Add button. Now navigate to your Photoshop program folder and choose Photoshop.exe. Click OK or Open. Now you can right mouse click on the picture again and choose Open With Adobe Photoshop. If you use editing programs other than Photoshop, such as GIMP, www.gimp.org, that's G-I-M-P, or Digital Light and Color, then you can add those to the Open With menu just as easily. And those of you who are interested in downloading your free copy of Nikon View NX, I will happily post that entire link in the blog for you. I've had a bit of feedback, and that says that it's a little bit difficult to find, but we've got the link, thanks to Mike, and we'll have that for you. So thanks once again to Mike for his updates from the Nikonians Academy. Moving on to news from Nikon. Nikon is hosting a 7-city tour in Japan to showcase the new D3 and D300 digital SLRs. So if you're going to be in Japan in the next few weeks, hey, why don't you check that out? In the US, however, Nikon is starting an America at Home project in which 100 Coolpix S51C cameras will be handed out, and the idea is to capture a week in the life of households across the USA, and I'll put the link to that site in the blog for you folks. In other news, Kenko will be soon selling a fully manual Nikon F-mount SLR, so all you film users, there's another camera out on the market. And Carl Zeiss introduces the Distigen T 28mm f2 lens for both Nikon ZF and Pentax K-mount cameras. So if you have some of those, there's a new lens that fills in a few gaps with what's on the market already. Now, moving on to the forums, for those of you who are finding some changes to the Nikoscope search engine, have no fear. Our illustrious leader, Bo, has responded to feedback and hopes to have the support for searching individual threads and forums integrated soon. So if you'd like to read more about some of the problems and some of the feedback, I'll put that link for you in the blog. A friendly Nikonian has posted a link to a UK blog that includes a short video of the new Nikon D3 being handled by real people at a release event in London, so check that out. And there are a few changes to the online photo assignments. Now, they're going to function the same as normal, but we've introduced a new Nikonian monthly challenge winners gallery. And that's going to be set up sometime this month. And so there'll be a little bit of a change into how winners are chosen and all of that. It's a little bit lengthy to get into in Newsflash, so I'll just put the link up there for those of you who'd like a little bit more info on how that's going to function. To wrap it up this week, the forum of the week is called Shooting Panoramas. And if you're ever interested in how you go about shooting them and the software that's available out on the market, check that forum out. And I will leave you with my choice photo entitled Roller. That's all I have for you this week. Please get in touch with me if you have any questions, comments, feedback. If you'd like to nominate a particular photo you've seen for my choice photo, or if you'd like to nominate a photo or forum of the week, just drop me an email at newsflash@nikonians.org or drop us a line in the podcast feedback forum. We're always happy to hear from listeners. Well, until next week, this has been another edition of Nikonians Newsflash. Thank you.